Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Who, Jambo? Hello, how you doing? Keith Swahili. How's everybody today? The first workday of the week. The first work Monday of this brand new year. 2024. Glory to God of Gods, the ones who said, beware of OPGs, other people's gold. And that you should pay attention to his words and his statements pertaining to his chosen people that he said, not me. I just fit the description. But that he said, Peter Potter Jordan, head of Wolf Lamb. One more time. Today is giving glory to George Washington Carver, the true world's genius. 1543, GWC, went home to the Father of Fathers, to the God of Gods, and his born date is unbeknownst, because all I could get was, is either 1860 or 1861. But of course, you know, that being due to the fact that he's a black man. He had no children because the white man that he was around had a daughter. And when George Washington Carver's testicles dropped, he cut them. So George Washington Carver had a high-pitched voice because his testicles was removed and his voice never developed into a man's voice for his direct connection to manhood was subtracted from him. I, find it wow, but that's when I stand back and look at it. But when I stand up and look up and understand that because of his testicles being removed, he was allowed to become more powerful than any man in modern age to do what he did. Now, if he had kept his testicles, he would have never been introduced to nature herself. He was introduced to nature herself because with his testicles, which I have, which led me astray many a times in different, all kind of different directions. See, that's what he was not. Let me give you an example of his creations, starting with A, adhesives, antiseptic soap, axle grease, baby massage cream, biscuit powder, bleach, butter from peanut milk, caramel, salted peanuts, castory substitute, cheese, pimento, chili sauce, chocolate-coated peanuts, chop suey sauce. Wow. Uh-oh. Them Orientals, it ain't theirs. One more time. I see ya. Chop suey sauce, cleansers for hands, cooking oil, cosmetic, dyes, an elution for bronchitis, evaporated peanut beverage, face bleach, face cream, face lotion, face ointment, face powder, flavoring paste, flour, fuel briskets, glue, glycerin, goiter treatment, hand lotion, ink, insecticide, instant coffee, insulating boards, iron tonic, laundry soap, laxative, lanolin, mayonnaise, meal substitutes, meat tenderizer, medicine, metal polish, mock chicken, mock veal cutlet, molasses feed, mucilage, nitroglycerin, margarine, paint, pancake flour, paper, pavement, peanut brittle, peanut butter, peanut candy bars, peanut hay meal, peanut Christmas beverage, peanut meatloaf, peanut relish, peanut wafers, plastic, pomade for skin, postage stamp glue, rubbing oils, rubber rubbing oils, salad oil, sandwich vine, shampoo, shaving cream, shoe polish, sizing for wall, soap, soil conditions, stains, sugar, sweeping, synthetic marble, synthetic rubber, talcum powder, tannic acid, tofu sauce, tutti frutti, washing powder, wood filler, wood stain, Worcester sauce. Wow. Unbelievable. Yet you never heard his word, his name, come out to be genius. Yet he is the world's greatest genius. While that white man, one more time, I keep telling people, the power of gold, is you gotta, when you connect it, you can see it. You can see it. I'm a man. I know what it is to have testicles and have them to overrule my better judgment. He never had that problem. All he was doing was seeing and speaking to she, S-H-I, who man Adam called the sun, S-U-N, Mother Nature, Mother Earth. That's why he was able to make so much, because he had nothing to abstract him from doing anything. That's why I be saying, when he went up to Washington, D.C., he was surrounded by all them white folks, and them white folks was hanging on his every word. Because, see, when he got around black people, especially black men, with the high-pitched voice, they looked at him all kind of funny. Because I'm quite sure he wasn't running around talking about, I ain't got no nuts. Because, you know, hey, who would want to say something like that? So when he got around them white folks, they weren't paying attention to the high-pitched voice. They'd be paying attention to the things that he was saying. And he was telling them how they could take what he doing and make this country the most powerful country in the world for all the people of the United States of America. And see, what they did was they desecrated that and made it for they people of the United States of America, not for all the people. Because it's just like when he showed how to take and grow and make sure that the soil is rotated and keep when you grow something, you don't keep growing the same thing in the same soil. You rotate what you grow there, and so you can change the soil and keep the soil fresh and new and nutrient. One more time, that's because he was able to talk to Mother Nature herself. Yeah, he had no distractions such as his testicle. See, one more time. I give glory to God of glory, and because of my glory I give to him, he's allowed me to see what my forefathers, our forefathers, have created for all of us. When we apply our conscious and understanding of looking up, because that's what George Washington Carver was all about, looking up. And at the same time, looking down. He was looking down, but when he was looking down, he wasn't looking down because he was in pain and misery. He was looking down because he was seeing sheep in the flesh, the soil. That's why he was able to subtract so much from her. Ooh, man. Wow. But one more time, look what he had to sacrifice. But he didn't have to sacrifice it. That's what God of glory made happen so that I, myself, could glorify God of glory for allowing me to see what my reflection, who the most powerful man on the face of this earth during this century that I know of. I acknowledge George Washington Carver. Sir, Mr. George Washington Carver, as the most powerful man on the face of this earth who ever walked during this time period, because he had a direct connect to she. Capital S, capital H, capital I, who man, Adam, called son, S-U-N, Mother Nature, Mother Earth. As always, my brothers, my sisters, Black to Black Radio is about the elevation, evolution of foreparents who come up with the three W's, make the whole wide world go round. One more time. 1/5/1943, Sir Mr. George Washington Carver went home. There is no birth date. It was 1860 or 1861. But I can at least say 1/5/1943, because a lot of times I don't like to speak upon people's death, but I'm unable to speak upon the year of his birth or the date of his birth. But I can say 1/5/1943, from this day forward, I will celebrate Sir Mr. George Washington Carver going home to meet God of glory. As always, thank you very much. Mojigu Painter, one love, rocker, peace. Mojigu Painter, Amani Kotoka, you, peace from above.